Why can I only see a fucking wall? The fuck have you done to your head?
Had a haircut. I tried to do it myself, it went wrong. Welcome to the 2-Point Conversion, the instant reaction show on the Dome Patrol United Network. So the Saints win 27-13 against the 49ers in a game that has many Saints fans feeling a little bit strange. Joining me for a quick discussion tonight is Scott. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. A lot of injuries in this game, so kind of worried about that. But we got the win, got the W, so I'm happy about that. We'll see what the week holds.
Question is, did you eat it?
The W.
I know how much that annoys Jeff. That's all the reason I'm doing it for.
We kind of ate it tonight, but it didn't go down very easy.
Force feeding that was, I think. We got waterboarded the W. Also joining us is Jason. Jason, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas? I'm doing good. I got my Winston shirt on.
You enjoyed Masters Sunday?
Yeah, even though for fantasy purposes I was out of it, but it was a good winner. I'm glad Dustin Johnson, he was a good winner. He needed to win a big event like this, so it was a good day. It was a good day.
Happy day. So last but not least, James, are you ready for bed?
Very ready for bed.
You look it. Oh god. So guys, I said 27-13, but it just feels I don't know whether it was just the manner of the win. I'm not coming here saying I expected what happened from the Bucks. That was catching lightning in the bottle that game. But it just, I think the injuries is really the uncertainty, obviously losing Breeze, potentially Gardner Johnson, Lattimore, Traquan, Josh Hill. Armstead came back in though. So I'm happy with Armstead.
That was good. Pete,
he came back in as well. I think Pete came in.
There was somebody else.
Do you not see the turnstile out there?
But yeah, I mean, just a lot of like I said, we'll have to see how the week shakes out. Hopefully, I mean, the defense played great, kind of like I texted y'all. They went into Teddy B mode once Drew went down. You know, we had, I think, 4 turnovers. Big game by our special teams, Callaway recovering 2 fumble, you know, muff punts. Just really kind of a whole team win, a little bit different than the whole team win we had last week, but still, you know, a whole team win. We had to grind it out a little bit more, which I kind of told y'all was going to happen. Everybody's, you know, saying we're going to roll them. And it's San Francisco. It's just always, it seems to be I know we won by 14, but it didn't feel like we won by 14.
Just something, something that really fucks me off about San Francisco is every time we fucking play them, we seem to get players knocked out of the game with some dirty hits. Last year it was Jared Cook. I'm not even going to mention a 2011 game because I know that gets people going off and one.
Don't cry. I'm about to cry. You got to slow down. The
Traquan Smith this time. It's just
didn't call.
That's the crazy thing. It's like it was clearly when you saw it. Like he lowered his helmet right into his helmet. It was clearly.
It's worse than the Gardner Johnson hit.
Yeah. I mean, worse than the rough in the passer that we got gifted, which is fine. But look, it was, you know, being down 10-0 and the way it happened, like the defense did play well, but that first series or two, San Francisco just marched right down the field and you had the time of possession issue. That was a big key early on. We had 3 plays in the first quarter. So, you know, it was tough like that. But man, the game itself was just, it was weird. It was a weird game.
I mean, I felt worried.
You know, like we muffed a punt, then they muffed 2 punts. We had the 75-yard return that we can only convert to a field goal. It was just weird. Like Morstead didn't have a great game, and then he once this, you know, the second half with Jameis in there. It's like we had six plays, goal to go, and nothing. It was just weird. Like, we didn't play well in the first half, but at the end of the day, we won by double digits.
So one thing I'll say about the Jameis thing is, obviously, we saw Teddy come in against the Rams and look. Remember what Twitter was like after Teddy came in against the Rams? You know, the game plan. Yeah, there's no preparational game plan for him. So hopefully Breeze is okay and it's just precautionary and Peyton saw him out. And
I was just saying that Peyton said Breeze will get an MRI and X-ray. Breeze told Peyton he wasn't capable of playing during the second half. Hopefully it's not like broken ribs or something. Because
it's wild. Like, dude, he had that look. He didn't take his helmet off. He had that look.
He was pissed. Like, he was pissed. You know, I hope he's not out for a long period of time because, man, it looks like we're going to get a two-quarterback system if we go by what happened. Taysom can't hold on to the fucking ball. And Jameis, I mean, we got lucky, you know, on that one play where the defender dropped the ball. I mean, he's going to throw picks.
He's just not accurate at all. Like, even on the goal line plays, like, look, the play calling was suspect, you know, first down and goal at the five. Like, I just pound Murray a couple times, especially with Jameis coming in. Just give it to Murray. No, we just get back and we start throwing. And he takes Murray two sacks.
Murray is brilliant when he had the chance.
Right? Just fucking run the ball right there. There's no reason to try to throw it with Winston right there. We did it twice. He got a couple of sacks. We got, you know, we had the penalty that helped us out, and yet we still couldn't punch it in. It's like, come on, man. Like,
Murray averaging over 6 yards.
Taysom was kind of rolling along, and then he starts fumbling again. It's just like, fuck, man. So we need Drew back. We don't have a Teddy Bridgewater like we did last year that, you know, Teddy was like – he wasn't going to wow you, but he's almost like old reliable.
He wasn't going to screw you over. Like, I'm so scared that Winston is just going to throw a pick.
Exactly. Teddy was consistent, you know.
Teddy was disciplined.
Man.
And I don't know Jameis can be disciplined.
You can be as good as you want, but if you can't throw the ball accurately where it needs to go, then there's no chance for success. And that's the thing. Like, he float, like, you could see it. All of his passes. Now look, I get coming in, you know, mid game. It's not ideal. Like, he's going to be a little better next week if he has to come in and he has a full week of practice and preparation. I get that. But some throws, he just sailed everything. He's just not on point. Like, maybe he wouldn't have scored, but some passes were just so bad. It's like there was no chance for anything.
Hopefully they can get a game plan together, maybe with some short passes, kind of similar to maybe what San Francisco did to us at the beginning, where they were throwing these short little slants and just nickel and dime. Because, man, when he cocked backs to throw down the field, I'm like holding my breath every single time.
There was one that was very scary. Let's move on for Jameis, because I'm sure he's going to be a big point of the discussion of the show during the week. Time to talk about our alien Jameis. Once again, Kamara, you know, looked like the 49ers had a plan for him, but he still comes into his own and gets three touchdowns.
You just got to feed him the ball as much as you can. I mean, look, Jameis Winston, when he's coming into the game, his first four passes went to Kamara, I think. First four passes to Kamara, all completions. It was working. I mean, I appreciate you can't go to him every single play, but when a team can't stop somebody, you keep feeding them the ball until they can stop it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what he does on a weekly basis is just ridiculous. He's basically carrying the team this year. The offensive side of the ball, he's carrying the team this year.
And I was talking about that with Courtney. It's like, dude, he should be firmly in the MVP talk, but nowadays it's just who's the best quarterback. That's the MVP. But, you know, especially, you know, we haven't had Michael Thomas for five weeks, and yet here we are. We're 7-2.
Yep.
And, I mean, another really star of the game was Gardner Johnson. I mean, You know, up until the injury, he was all over the place, all over the field, disruptive, making tackles, getting sacks, pressuring the quarterback. I mean, you name it, he did it. He was all over the place. So
it was awesome.
Yeah, he was the defensive MVP. Other than his sack, did we have any other sacks?
Davis had a great game as well.
Onyemata had a great game too. Yep. Those three were just—they were both all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, P. Rob came up with a big pick at the end, which Malcolm was great.
Malcolm Jenkins got a pick.
So
that's the second time P. Rob's come in and got a pick for us when he's been called upon, and that's what you want with a team like the Saints. You need strength and depth, and he's going to give you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's big, man. It's big. Look, this is a big ass win. It's, I know San Francisco, the record's not there, but man, they were tough, especially early on. You just knew Shanahan, like he's gonna scheme you, you know. And that first drive, they were all over the place. They were picking us. We couldn't get to the spot. They had us. So it's a big, big victory today.
They scored 3 points in the last 3 quarters.
Defense definitely nutted up. Yeah.
And special teams.
Yeah.
Special teams.
You know, like other than the one botch, it was a good day. Callaway.
I mean,
come on.
Well, he was on it.
Showing up on Masters Sunday.
I mean, two muff recoveries. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You guys this week were a little bit ahead of us in the stream, and I was on the WhatsApp group chat, and it's just before the punt got kicked, and then I just suddenly saw you just post a picture of the Big Bertha, and I was just like, I know what's coming. I know what's coming here. Uh-huh. What's coming here? But the best part about
getting this game over is Falcon Hate Week begins.
That's what I was going to say. And I think looking back at, and when we look back at the end of this season, obviously apart from the Drew Brees injury, we're not going to really remember this game. It was just like you said, show up and win and move on. One of those games. And yeah, hopefully
six wins in a row now.
Yep. That's impressive, man. It's impressive.
Let's go and hopefully make it 7 next week against the Falcons.
Whew, man. What a day. What a game, man.
I thought, as before we go, I just call on Alexander. I thought, like, look, coming since it's his first week in practice, I think he looked all right.
He
made a few plays.
Yeah, I know he's probably hyped to play his former team, but I'll tell you what, my favorite tackle of the game.
Oh, you're just about to steal my point. I was just about to say that. Ron.
Wow, what a hit.
He killed him.
It's crazy because you saw the play as it happened. You saw him, like, all of a sudden, here he comes, and he's got a straight shot at him.
It was fantastic. Before we go, also Thomas Morstead, one dodgy punt, and he kind of brings that back with another good punt. So it's just he needs to find a bit of consistency of his punting. We hasn't really found this year. But saying that, when you have games like we did last week where you don't get to punt at all, you know, how do you find consistency?
Yeah, look, it's hard for him. But, I mean, look, he's getting paid a lot of money as a punter. I know he didn't have to do it often. But when we need you, you know, it does seem like he's been a little off this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, guys, any final thoughts before we wrap it up tonight and look ahead to next week, to Falcons Hate Week.
So let Falcons Hate Week begin. We'll have the big show tomorrow. We'll kind of dissect a little bit more of the game and
hopefully we'll get
a little bit more information about injuries.
All the injuries. I hope that CJG win isn't bad. I know he came back on the sideline, but I didn't see it happen. I was out on the porch, but people were like, oh shit, it might be a broken arm. Could be a broken wrist.
Nah, he jammed it. It looked like he jammed it into the turf. Might be just like a little stinger or something.
Okay. I hope.
And yeah. The biggest one. Let's all pray for Breezes.
You definitely said Breezes.
Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Look, wins a win. Couldn't have been any more opposite to last weekend's game. But we're 7-2, and we're playing the Falcons next week.
Fuck the Falcons.
Bring it on.
Yeah,
bring it on. So, like, all good teams find different ways to win. So let's just take that on to next week. So that's all the show we've got for you right now. I want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network. You can follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol US and at Dome Patrol UK. You can also follow Taking the Oath with Billy Gunn. Make sure you subscribe to us on your multiple podcast feeds. You get this show, the 2-point conversion, the main Dome Patrol podcast show, the BS and Beer show, what you can follow on at BS and Beer Media. So yeah, you can also listen to it the old-fashioned way by going to Dome Patrol podcast.
There you
go. Say bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, donkeys. Shout out, Trip.
Good night, Udat Nation.
Good thing going, and I don't